Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odro. This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. All you need is
to believe. Yes, me cheerful. Me cheerful ni wo. Eradie mi riba. Let me hear somebody say, "Nah, Sochi, Ebomis." Let me hear you sing, "Fa, Misi, Iema, Jingwa, Miracle, Sisa, Eja, Shami, Socha, Misu." Who am I sitting? Let me hear you sing in share. How am I John 12:20-21. The Bible said there were certain Greeks among them that came up to worship at the feast. The same therefore came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee, and desired him, saying, "Sir, we want to see Jesus." The same therefore came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee. They desired him, saying, "Sir, we want to see Jesus." Father, we present Luke chapter 21, verse number 34 through to 36. Luke, the 21st chapter, the 34 to the 36 verses. The Bible said, "Take heed unto yourself, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with surfeit and drunkenness and the curse of this life, and so that they come upon you unawares, for as a snare it shall come upon all them that dwell upon the face of the whole earth. Watch ye therefore and pray always, that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man. Watch ye therefore and pray always, that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man." This morning, before I allow you to take your seats, I would love to read two synoptical scriptures and connect it to the revelation of what we are talking about this morning. The first one is Galatians chapter 4, verse number 19. The book of Galatians, the 4th chapter, the 19th verse. The Bible said, "My little children, of whom I travail in birth again until Christ be formed in you." My little children, of whom I travail in birth again until Christ be formed in you. You know that language is all about tonation. Thank you very much. You know, everybody in this place come to church Sunday by Sunday so that Christ can be formed in us. And until now, I finish with the last one. Revelation chapter 3, verse number 15. Revelation, the third chapter, the 15th verse. I finish with that. Revelation chapter 3, verse number 15. The Bible said, I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I will that thou wast cold or hot. Or I wish that you were cold or hot. President Gigadi, you know, and then I will get.
Meaning, when you ma, so when you know, now when you see, sir, we are you know, and I see, and ye.
As a matter of fact, let's read from verse number 10. We will get a better understanding of what we want to talk about. Read verse 10, let me hear.
It's only say, where do you me boss to us some swinty? Men so me crow. Sophia Bira, a bebe, we are singing our soul. So, what about so one, what it as I sing in our. Eso ahwe no mu mereba ntem so de wo no mu na obi anye
wabotire. In verse number 10 the Bible said, because thou have kept my word of you, that thou have kept the word of my patience, and I will also keep thee from the hour of temptation which shall come upon all the world. I want you to note the word world, which shall come upon all the world to try them that dwell upon the face of the earth. That means that the world is not the earth. The world is not the earth. The world, cosmos, is the system of the world, of the earth, the location. The world is the system of the earth. There is an hour of temptation coming upon the whole world. Hour of temptation. It began, you know, some few years ago. And the hour of temptation, of course, yeah, is coming upon everybody. It doesn't know anybody. You know, I think it was Friday. It was you who sent me the very first copy of the list of companies that have been, their licenses have been stripped from their licenses. I'm talking about financial institution. Almost about 23 of them. 23 financial institution. The hour of temptation have come on them. Don't look at it from the perspective that they couldn't meet the requirements of Bank of Ghana and they went home. No! We should all look at it from the perspective of that somebody's wife has lost her job. Somebody's husband has lost his job. Somebody's mother has lost her job. Somebody's father has lost his job. Because the hour of temptation has come upon the system, the cosmos, the systemic structure of the world. Is going to go into a very intense temptation. Sorry, but me don't catch it all. You best soon we are see up there. We are say, oh, when you need you be unu niye niye bano. I'm talking to the big trees will fall. When you just want me a small boys, the big trees will fall. It's an hour of temptation. It will come upon companies. It will come upon, you know, when the Bible talks about in 2 Timothy chapter 3 from verse number 1, when the Bible begins to talk about, you know, in the last days perilous times shall come and men will be lovers of themselves, and you know, it goes on and on. They shall be covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers. They shall be disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy. And when the Bible went forward to talk about, you know, they shall be lovers of themselves rather than lovers of God. They shall be truth breakers. They shall be false accusers, incontent, fierce, despisers of those that are good. They will call evil good and good evil. The last days, that is where we are right now. But you know, when all this goes on, the hour of temptation will collide with the perilous times. The hour of temptation. The Bible said the love of many shall wax cold. The love. There are people that are sitting here, you know, I'm telling you that if God does not aid and grace us, very soon we can't come to church. I'm telling you, a hour of temptation. Sorry, brother. A barrier say in Ubiaka. Marriages are going to feel the hour of temptation. When I look at marriages, Christian marriages, go to the law courts and look at the divorce rates that have come upon people and black people, ladies and gentlemen. You will be amazed and even ask the question, why then do we even go ahead and officiate more when it does not even last for even 2 years? 2 years, 2 years, they say, well, you know, we have marriages collapsing after 4 months. Four months divorce is filed. There's a young man who came to church yesterday, you know, and the wife is filed for divorce. And when I look at the things that the young man is going through, it really breaks my heart. There's another young man I know, the wife filed for divorce. The wife committed adultery and she rather is filed for divorce, because we are going to have people that are going to be belligerent, aggressive. They are going to be bound with sin. Bound. They will be very bold. They stand in the midst of iniquity, yet they are very courageous and very scintillating, very catatonic. They are bound. That is the body. When you say, make us see, there are people that were stripped naked and their new pictures go viral, and they put a phone in front of them and they say, Mediana made tena. Ediana made it, say, in my room, it's room, what to abandon. Ediana made it, and Nania Medibaba next week, Radi, and here, move it to him. Pianiye! Nipa! Isaiah chapter 5 verse number 20. Oh yeah, Jeremiah chapter 4 verse number 22. Of his mime ejimi where your mankwasi ya for where your bonne where your hunyansa for papa wunim. I'm talking to you about some deep revelation. Me pacho, stick to what I am talking about. Therefore, the hour of temptation is coming. In the midst where you have become born again, in the midst where all the decadent sin, iniquity, transgression is abounding and spreading itself all over, the hour of temptation also is colliding with your faith. Huh? When I look at the things that are contending with your Christian faith, it really amazes me that television is contending with your faith. Radio is contending with your faith. As for the internet, I don't want to go there. It's contending with your faith. And I'm talking about worldly lust. It's contending with your faith. I'm telling you, sometimes I even go to that scripture and reflect on it. If the Son of Man come, will he find faith upon the earth? If the Son of Man come, if Jesus returns, will he find anybody that is even righteous upon the earth? I'm telling you, because we that have turned into a voice crying and preparing the way of the Lord and making his path straight. I'm telling you, it amazes me the rate by which we say no credit na beka. Oh, a problem. Problem! To the point that you make enemies by the hour. These days when I go to places and I look at the attitude towards me, you know, coming from very senior people, it shocks me. Really shocks me. I can be doing this and kebia, mama comfort, where you soft penny, where you penny moon, you soft for, you know, near maybe one wanka, ube jina, now we defend. That is what we call apologetics in theology. The apologetical predisposition and predilection. I thought that she will have the propensity to defend the word and the name of the Lord. But because of what you read. Now one and I will walk no. Now one will be full from our wound. I'm a cofidro me. My baba be yuntenti. Cofidro a townfall. Townfall! And then I'm now looking, ladies and gentlemen, at this particular world in which we live in. It really shocks and amazes me. The hour of temptation has come upon the, not is coming, has come. I saw 23 financial institutions stripped of their licenses. That is the hour of temptation. I saw 14 banks collapse in 1 year. That is the hour of temptation. TNA, this is the time. TNA, so we were human. I woke up. I woke up. We did me feel it. Tank. We were doing takurade. Moko chile ya. Akra we hear some moko conference. Na ema from us. And kramai. And 40. Say we need human. And we did feel ya Abraham Bible. Why? Ya Abraham Bible. Abu Bon Pai has said, "Maybe you can be a mawa." Abraham Bible. You can't use one of now. Can't quasi asem. You can't use one of them now. To fear can't quasi asem. Hey, say we need you, man. We need you, man. Oh, sorry. Hey, Abraham. Abraham Bible. Chere chere. No, insia. For Bible, never turn. Maybe now if Andrew phone and so, we can meet you. No, see Bible needs us. Done Bible. No, upside down. Because Tanya, Abraham, yes. You were here. We be paying baby. They pay attention. God will use an opportunity. I'm telling you, you better hear what we are talking about. And so if the hour of temptation is coming upon the world, I'm looking at Galatians 4:19 again. And the Bible is talking about my little children of whom I travail in birth again. In other words, he is using that word again connotatively and implying that if a man is not born again, he cannot see the kingdom of heaven. If a man is not born of water and spirit, the Bible said he cannot enter the kingdom of heaven. John chapter 3, he puts it in a very nice way. So in Galatians chapter 4, he is talking about, now that you are born again, I want Christ to be formed in you. Christ must be, you know, when I talk about Christ, Christ is a composition. If Jesus Christ came to this church this morning physically and he stood here, we are going to see 10 things or 10 commodities or 10 compositors of Christ. Number one, work with me. Number one, we will see his personality. Bible study on Tuesday, this is what I'm going to take my time that we can go deeper. Number one, we will see his personality. Write it down. Number two, when I say his person, what I want to talk about is that you will see, you know, his ability to love people, his ability to receive people, his receptivity to people, and all that. The Bible said, and when he saw the people, the multitudes coming towards him, he saw them like flock without a shepherd and had compassion over them. In other words, ladies and gentlemen, when he sees the people, when he sees the souls, when he sees a nipa, a bushia at a gig at Accra Sports Stadium, he does not see people that have been condemned to death. He sees the Christ will see a flock which does not have a shepherd. That is what the Christ will see. In other words, what I'm trying to tell you this morning, you will see his personality. He as a person, you will see. Number two, you will see his principles. Christ, when he's standing there, you will see his principles, that what he stands, what he represents, the strength of his conviction, you know, what, you know, makes him, what makes him, you know, his calibration. You will see his principles. That is what you will see about Jesus. Number two. Number three, you will see his message. His message is what will come out. He came into the Bible, said Galilee, and preached, repent ye and believe, for the kingdom of God is at hand. His message will be revealed. Oh yeah, 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 yeah. His message will be revealed, because wherever the Christos goes, we see his person, his principles, his message. Number four, you will see his philosophy. Everybody sitting here has a philosophy. You don't know, but you have it. Philosophy, two words put together. Philio. Which is a type of love. And Sophi, or Sophie, which simply means wisdom. So, the Christ has a type of wisdom that is not of the world. The Bible said the wisdom of God is firstly heavenly, is pure. Oh yeah, that is what it goes about. But the earthly wisdom, no, the Bible has already made it very clear. It is sensual, it is earthly, it is devilish. Devil. Professor Muapa was in Namibian Homunyan Kekemuno. Would Danyamia say, so I'm out here, Uncle Pio will not to him. A foolish fool say that there is no God. Psalm 14 verse number 1. I'm building something very, very deep and interesting this morning. Please let us work the concepts of God. Number five, when Jesus comes into this building physically, you will see his passion. Passion. When you don't have that, you know, what makes, you know, me preach different from a preacher who will just talk like he's having a conversation with you is passion. Passion can be very quiet, but it's there. Passion. Any Christian without passion is in coma. When anybody is in a comatosical state, they are not dead, neither are they alive. So many marriages are in comatosical states. You know, they come to church, they are dead because they need to be there. But they have a prayer, and you know, say, including a sophomore year. You betina, you can come with you, you can come with you, you are too childish. You are too petty. You better wake up and grow. Oh, that word grow. Grow, because when you become, if you look at Jesus' message and his content, everything pointed towards growth, growing into maturity. Growth is not maturity. Growth is the process of maturity. Oh yeah. So growth is a vehicle that carries you through the process for you to enter into the sphere of maturity. But how can you be a Christian and not be mature? How can you be a Christian for 10 years and not be mature? How can you be a Christian for 15 years and you don't even own a Bible? How can you be a Christian for 20 years and still you have addictions? By now, at least by now, you should be growing from glory to glory, from grace to grace, from victory. And you be any fresh officer, Bombay, mommy. Dear, it will be a sudden and it does offer so a papa was me who can crap. Now, papa, who now we got a sudden in your papa was so copper and your wounds really cheap. Madam Cashel, you are me. If you're a new person, you are growing into. to maturity. That is what the word of God does. You know, the Bible said the word is able to save. The engrafted word of God is able to save your souls. Yeah, once it comes to you, the entrance of it, the Bible said, brings light. It gives understanding to the simple. Therefore, kokopone ne tewsoa asem no eba no kakrakra kakrakra ne se su no na eku no na yifri umo na eku no na yifri umo. You know, I know a lot of people who used to dress like prostitutes, but the word has worked on them. Now when I look at them, I say, wow, the word works. I'm gonna say that again. The word works. Say it for the last time. The word works. Now, can you say it with me? The word. Oh, yeah, it does. It does. If the word does not work, you know, Jesus said it, people, in Luke chapter 9, verse number 1, he sent the 12 to go and preach. The Bible said when they were going, he said to them, don't take strip or bark. Don't take money. Don't take clothes or shoes. Just go. Any house you enter, let my peace be with them. They did that. When they returned, first question, did you lack anything? And the answer was nothing. The word, it works. Luke chapter 10, from verse number 1, Jesus sends the 70. The Bible said when they went, they presented themselves to the harvest fields. They preached, they healed the sick, they cast out devils. At the end of the day, they returned back to the Lord. Same question, did you lack anything? Nothing. Answer. Because the word works. Grow in Christ. I'm telling you. Now, when you see Jesus after his passion, number 6, you will see his capacity. Capacity. Don't marry a man because he owns a Mercedes. Let's check his capacity, his vision, the content of his assignment. These are things that goes with it. More girls know I'm about to move a deep for our woman. Up a deep for papa power. You should not think of his love. You should rather think of his assignment. Because at the end of the love you babes, he will be obsessed with his assignment. He will. I'm telling you. Be obsessed with his. In other words, if you don't love his assignment, you have a big problem. Let me develop now. If you look at verse, you know, the next thing, if you see Jesus, you will see his skills. Skills! When I talk about skills, one thing that comes to mind is, you know, there are so many moves of God that come. The healing move came, it went. The faith move came of the Holy Spirit, it went. And then another move, you know, the deliverance move, it came, it went. And then the miracle move came into Christianity, and you know, it plateaued. And then, you know, came the evangelistic move. When I became a Christian, everybody wanted to be an evangelist. You know, when I became a Christian, everybody wanted to be an evangelist. I mean, when I became really born again in the days of Brother Francis Kwesi Amoako, everybody wanted to be an evangelist. Then it plateaued. Then another move came up. It was a prophetic move. And this particular move, I'm telling you, above all the moves, is the most attractive, most piercing, most penetrating, most, you know, maneuvering, most. The prophetic move, if I should speak some detailed emphasis and revelation about you right now, you will break into tears and cry. The prophetic move. You know, and there is no country, because you are in the world, you know, that never called for, have been blessed with a prophetic move like Ghana. Or maybe any we are saying, yeah, a hulu a deep for pa to say Ghana. Maybe some TNE. Ghana! Pia Bantina would if one bet me a child die a woo, Unipa woo, Unipan baby, I will free Ninchi, mammy, ne papa. Yeah, no. We chira be a new from I will be to me actual baby you could see. Menka and Ned Yangwasia Fui at the Abbe Fredman. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the real prophetic move. Tianye. Those days it was not in ku. Woman kufono. It was not it. John says it was not a miracle water. Period. It was not miracle water. A sound come up. These guys had the grace, the power, the potency to speak the mind of God. Whilst we're having the revelation, the Lord opened my eyes to 1879. It's not about you. You can't somehow do assembly bump on so attack the Holy Spirit. Just make the adamant thesis and then it's just like that. Real move. But there is a point, there is a thing that the prophetic move have suffered. Therefore, in my, you know, when you talk about somebody is a prophet today, even the prophets now don't want to be called prophets. The real prophets, they don't want to be called prophets. Because the prophets now a be free mono, and patagua be free him, one shia uta omno beda, we will be on be foul. As Madame Fosof will be free. Nigeria, a guy came to the office and said some crazy things to the point that a member of his visited another state. Another state suffer. Said, and the guy told me, he said, I cried. It's not my message. But I want to say something concerning scales. When we talk about skills, we can talk about so many different skills. Number one, people skills. You need to know how to relate to people, you know, and all that kind of thing. If somebody meets you, they must feel like they know you like 20 years. That is what we call people skills. The reason why Jesus was able to work with so many people, you know, including all manner of characters like the Judases, the Thomases, and the Peters, was because of people skills. In theology, we call it human dynamics. You know, the amazing, you know, when I talk about in theology, people think I'm somewhere. So me, I mean, God, Bible school, be Adam. That is what they call human dynamics. You can be able to live with an introvert and extrovert without skills. Introvert or an extrovert deal with different types of temperamental traits like melancholics, like phlegmatics, like sanguines, like cholerics. It is this skill. Anybody in amount independent now, we now attend without having problems with them. TTNE. Skills like leadership skills, like administrative skills, skills like financial skills, skills like prudential skills, skills for prudence, skills. The prophetic ministry was so powerful in the anointing, but it lacked skills. It would be a deep fwa. I can see a sorry wagana ha. Eto to ye papa no ma sofwa. Omonso omobeto omona. Ah, it means to join it and all that. Now you will realize something that these fathers, the church fathers, are doing big, and the deep funny baby have diminished. The reason is because of skills. Skills. Who are it? Now we need skills. Skills. No, I wouldn't know. Subai kahon. Your character skills. Attitudinal skills. Nina kahon. Tianye. Usu. Ed will be free. Abraham Huofe. And see a jow. That is why when you see Jesus, it will be because of Christ Jesus. Sending we are in a crowd. And we are fast skills. And then so kahon. Because Jesus Christ is wisdom and power at the same time. To the Greek, Jesus is wisdom. To the Jew, Jesus is power. I'm taking too much time. Let me finish up with this and say this, you know, categorically, and bring my message to an end. Number 8, when you meet Jesus, you will meet his anointing. I will develop on it on Tuesday. Number 9, you will meet his purpose. And lastly, you will meet his potential. Let me talk to you about potential for a minute. Potential. Potential is the inherent ability of what you can become. The inherent ability of what you can become. Yeah, to them when what you need to understand that all the things that I talked about Christ, you know, you have it. When I see you, I see your person. Number 2, I see your principles. What are your principles? Number 3, I will see your message. Number 4, I will see your passion. Number 5, it goes on and on and on. One of the things that God has placed in you is potential. But I want to talk to you this morning. Sir, God has given you purpose as the first commodity in you. You are a purposeful person. Your life is number 1 full of purpose. Another thing that God will give you is give you wisdom. It will give you, skills like I talked about. And another thing that the Lord will do to you is to grant you, potential, opportunities, ideas, favor. Then he will add time. And near now, the amount now, the time at time. Therefore, you are full of proclivities. You are full of dexterity. You are full of allegiance, giftings, potential, and everything. But your time is ticking. Your time is ticking. A day will come, I cannot preach here. A day will come, this voice will be no more. Because as I'm standing here, my clock is ticking. Therefore, if I have something to do, I must do it now. If for the Lord, for humanity, for anybody, I must do it now. Come on, let's work. I must do it now. If that is the case, ladies and gentlemen, then this message is for everybody. TV, I'm about to say something. Obi onu ma ka ye bitu ne so enche obeya aka sisi a oni obi abeya aka oni obi aso ya aka opese obi a ne wa oni wa ya aka no e ya aka ade na me ni we ya aka na woni na e kasa. That is one thing that is in Ghanaian politics. Ade na we oni ye camp, ade na wo call ne camp, ene ye won so oni ye camp. Tini, your potential. You have the potential to repent and come to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ, because there is no time. And cut that. Somebody says, "Ana metiye, untimi akosa ana metiye." Eje chimi kasa, eje chimi ye pahatu. Se ubi. I'm telling you, Bible is our kwasiya na nsachina na kene. Ubiya oya bajuma. I'm telling you, ubiya oya bajuma onkasa sa. Okay, guys, Psalm 5, verse 5. The Bible says, the foolish will not stand before God. The foolish shall not stand before God. That just when you mean kwasia for more. Kwasia for you are. If this is the case, then ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, can repent and come to the saving knowledge of God, because that potential is in you. And that potential must respond to the Spirit of God and to the Word of God. You come to church and all that. I'm asking, how is your potential doing? Your potential, how is it doing? Is it responding to the statutes of God, to the will of God, to the Word of God? The will of God splits into 3 dimensions: the acceptable will of God, the permissive will of God, and the perfect will of God. My question is, are you responding? You have the potency to become. Jesus the other day said, follow me and I will make you. That means that the potential for you to become is there. I will make you fishers of men. That also means that you were not fishers of men. I can make you fishers of men. I can make you loving. I can make you sweet. I can make you, somebody that have great regard and respect and honor for people, even the ordinary person. One of the things that I realize in this country is that they first of all want to know who you are. Once they know it's Akosua Sapon of UTV. Oh, Akosua. Oh, beautiful. Nyachum. I know you're a friend in Nyachum. Say, I'm going to say Akosua Sapon. Hey, I'm not. Tell me, I'm we fold and we are now. And then we must oh sister and when we nana. Sister, we will you do. Oh, oh, oh. Mini am shadow. I'm talking this morning. I'm telling everybody the reason why we will preach and teach and lay hands and prophesy so that Christ may be formed in you. Say Yehunua, we must see Christ. From the pulpit, when I went to Germany, I bought a Louis Vuitton bag and now I'm wearing a Nike shoe. No, no. To obetina, Christ must be formed in them. And you can't wait to go, bones. You can't wait to know. Say, offering no, one to a fuck up. We do quite so a tough fried rice. Na kokori. Tianye! And that is why it really amazes me. Seriously, it really amazes me. If this is the message or the gospel, you know, then why is it that so many people have gone to church many years and Christ is not formed in them? And then we'll be telling how you're abortion. DNT! And we'll be telling how you will be kunu. A DNT! Naka, what about how we'll be kunu ne toy? Atadi Asha will be kunu ne toy. Brazy and it draws where shall we be kunun a toy. Tiani ye! Now, who wants that? A koshi from ma, a begugana, Monsano, a yet ye. That Christ may be formed in you. Make us a much bloggers in it, one funina, make us a much. Mudia Montana on Jurgens in Wuno. Christ is being formed in people, and very soon the hour of temptation is coming upon everybody. Christ! And when Christ is formed in you, no matter the hour of temptation. Let's look at it again. Revelation chapter 3:10. He said, because thou have kept my word, because thou have kept the word of my patience, I will also keep you from the hour of temptation. If you keep the word of God, he will keep you from the hour of temptation. He will deliver you from the noisome pestilence and the arrow that flies by day. 1,000 will fall on your side, 10,000 at your right hand. It will not come near you. Only with your eyes will you behold and see the destruction of the wicked. They will plot against you, but the Lord will deliver you speedily. I'm telling you, because Christ is formed in you. Christ is formed in you. Stand to your feet. Clap your hands for the Lord.
This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odro. Venue, Tesano Worship Center near Tesano Gardens. Come and encounter a deep and total renewal in Christ. For inquiries, call 0202-614-781.